Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, we all know that newspapers are declining in circulation in many places and in penetration, but I saw some statistics that really caused me great concern. I'm going to give them to you. I want you to keep this in mind. Newspaper employment dropped by 26% since 2008. More than a quarter of newspaper employees got axed in the last 13 years. There was a poll of most of the countries in the world, the major countries, 46 countries. And faith in the U.S. media in the United States is at 29%. 29%, the lowest in all the countries. Since 2004, the U.S. has lost 25% of its newspapers. Lost 2,100 newspapers since 2004. That was the benchmark year. It's lost 70 dailies and 2,000 weeklies. In 2019, we had 6,700 newspapers in this country. And that includes weeklies. That includes sporadic publication as well as daily. 6,700 is down from 9,800 in 2004. There are 3,148 counties in the United States. You know, there's 72, for instance, in Wisconsin. There are 3,148 counties in the whole country. More than 200 of them have no newspaper at all. I'm talking about any newspaper, not even a weekly newspaper. Half of them, about 1,600 of them, have only one paper. And something like two-thirds of them have no daily newspaper. They get the local paper once a week. Some great papers, like the Random Lake paper. My folks town, that's in right in the edge of Sheboygan County, almost into Ozaukee and Washington County. But great, the Random Lake paper. There are papers like that, but 66% of them have no daily newspaper. All the counties in the country. The ones that have no papers or have the least number of papers are typically the poorest counties, the most distressed counties. And the astonishing thing is that 71% of the people in this country in polls say that newspapers are doing great financially and make a lot of money. That's pathetic. You know, when you do this, you yield news to social media. You yield news to Facebook and Twitter. You will yield news to the Russians and the Chinese and the Iranians who hack in and lie. And then their conduits are people like Donald Trump. And that's what was passing as news. I mean, I've had people tell me stuff that's clearly a lie. And well, I saw it in the paper. What paper? Well, not the paper, but on Facebook. They wouldn't put it on Facebook if it wasn't true. Look, guys, support your local paper. This is easy to say. Subscribe to it. Read it, support newspapers. And if they're online newspapers, read them online. Independent papers. Right now you have a lot of towns that has nobody covering. They have nobody covering the county board, the board of aldermen, city hall, any of that. And that is a breeding ground for corruption. Go to the lines. Pizza Box Mike, my friend, my co-host, Pizza Box Mike, what's on your mind today?
Well, I read the paper this morning, and it said we need to move further left. And you know how you and I, I'm the best guy to debate this with you because, you know, I really do like the Democratic Party, but I also understand that there's a faction of the Democratic Party that is always half wrong. Okay, and let me explain that. When you go further right, you're completely wrong and off the map. When you go further left, you correct that action. If you stay in the middle, you can only get there halfway. And I will prove my point, too, that the country is moving that way. With the last election was that we actually lost more seats of moderate Democrats and gained more seats of the more progressive, or I guess of the people like the Squad. And I don't know why you have such a problem with them. Those are my favorite people.
Pizza Box Mike. Yeah, I'm going to respond. But by the way, everybody, I'm a strong proponent of Pizza Box Mike and his show, Noon on Saturdays, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box. It's a great title. Pizza Box Mike is my friend. He's also far to the left of me, and I love listening to his show. So listen to his show. Pizza Box Mike, here's my response. I remember one time I was debating Ed Garvey, and Ed Garvey said to me, you know, as because I'm a mainstream Democrat, he said, the only thing, and he quoted the guy from Texas, who's very funny, the only thing in the middle of the road is a yellow line and dead skunks. Yellow line and dead skunks. Everybody laughed. I said, okay, Ed, tell me something. On the left side of the road is Lenin, and on the right side is Adolf Hitler. Which one are you if you're not in the middle? And he had nothing to say about that. So here's the deal, Mike. The deal is, it's not a question of moderate or liberal or left or anything like that. What AOC and the progressives are doing are saying, if we can't pass the $3.5 trillion soft infrastructure, which I support and the Democratic Party supports, but Manchin and Sinema are not going to, and they're not going to suspend the filibuster, then AOC and the progressives will themselves vote against the so-called bipartisan hard infrastructure of roads, bridges, broadband, water, and airports, which would put millions of people to work at union jobs. I think that's wrong. I think that's wrong. They're holding it hostage. The truth is that hard infrastructure may not pass anyway, because the people in the QAnon right, the real right wing, the cult, and the donors of the Republican Party are opposed to it, and they may kill it by simply lying and shilly-shallying about how it's going to be paid for. So I get it. But you know something? We have to come together. The progressives, the way to iron this out is in the Democratic caucus. And in the caucus, you go, I want both of them. And Pelosi wants both of them. Her San Francisco district is as liberal or more liberal than AOC's district. She wants it too. And she's pushing for it. And she's saying that we want them both going in together. And they will both go in together. But what happens if the hard one, somehow we squeak it through, and the soft one, that Sinema and Manchin don't vote for it? What happens then? Do we scrap the other one? So Pizza Box Mike, you tell me, what do we do? Do we put the trades to work or not?
Well, you know what? I think what the squad and AOC and people like me represent the most is the people at the bottom that never get anything from either party. And I blame the centrist Democrats like Manchin and Sinema. As people who are out there tooting their own horn and talking about what they want people to know they think, instead of what they were elected to do, which was to elevate all of us in this country. And we're not going to get that from the middle, man. I'm just telling you, if I'm with them, if people that have less than me don't get anything, why should I or anybody else get anything? Let's destroy this thing. Let's build it from the bottom.
Well, the thing about let's destroy this thing, that happened, you know, in a lot of, that happened in 1791 in France and 1917 in Russia. Now, there can be productive consequences. The French Revolution had many, many productive consequences. The Russian Revolution so far has not gave us communism and organized crime in 10 years of Boris Yeltsin democracy, which was great, but not enough. But it did get rid of 1,000 years of the czars and serfs. So that's still in the making. But you're talking about the United States here, Mike. I mean, the highest standard of living in the world, everybody complains, and they're all trying to break in here and get out of wherever they're coming from. And simply what I'm saying, I'm asking you, if you stand with AOC and the progressives, do you think we should get rid of the hard infrastructure if we can't have the soft one at the same time? Do you think that we should not repair our roads, our airports, our bridges, interest and water and broadband, put a couple of million people to work at union jobs, including all the trades? Should we, you know, forego that simply because we can't get the other one at the same time?
Well, I'll tell you what, billionaires in space, there's our answer right there. I mean, if they're willing to spend that kind of money to, I guess, flee the planet, I don't know what the thrill is, they could take a fraction of that money and fix the roads. So no, I don't want it to come from working class people and have the wealthy people just keep living the free life, man. And that's what's going on here. You don't get to be a billionaire by working hard. You get to be a billionaire by taking from hardworking people.
Well, one way to put money back in the pockets of hardworking people is have them join trade unions and put carpenters and machinists and sheet metal workers and all of the trades to work building our roads and our airports. They get union wages. They'll end up being able to pay tuition for their kids in school. They'll be able to buy a summer cottage somewhere, and they'll be able to have a higher standard of living. That's one way to put wages back in and take this money from the billionaires. So Pizza Box Mike, I love it when you call in. My friend Pizza Box Mike, my co-host, you got to listen to his show. You're going to listen to the truth from Pizza Box Mike. I'm not kidding. Noon on Saturdays. And he and I occasionally have a friendly discussion. But Pizza Box Mike, you're a good man. Keep up exactly what you're doing. And I enjoy sparring because you are a worthy opponent. And I'll tell you what, the Republicans are not worthy opponents. What they are doing, slowly destroying the country. Thank you for calling in, Pizza Box Mike. Now, I'm going to go quickly before the break. The recall of Gavin Newsom in California. Caitlyn Jenner, who's a celebrity running against him, the Republican. Caitlyn Jenner just announced that if Trump runs again in 2024, she'll support him. Give me a break. Give me a break. There's something like more than 40 candidates who are running in this thing. And now there's litigation because some didn't get their paperwork in. And every one of them is nuts, quite frankly. Virtually every one of them is nuts. One of them goes around campaigning with, I'm not kidding, a grizzly bear. They anesthetize the bear. And he goes, you know, that's the state animal in California. Vote for me. I'm the bear. And he has an anesthetized grizzly bear. Another guy goes around with an 80-pound sack of garbage. And he goes, I'm going to clean up the garbage. This is pathetic. This is pathetic. It's a vaudeville show from 100 years ago. Gavin Newsom's a good man. We do not want him out. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.